although you've resigned from it yourselves, I'm going to ask you, Graham and Barry, to sing Oh Mine Papa to the tune of Nice One Cyril.
Smooth.
Graham and Barry, if you'd refused to sing as well, I'd have given you a mark for that.
This is where I introduce the round that's played at the end of the program, in order to give the teams time to think of silly names for people arriving at the Hobbies and Pastimes Ball. Hobbies and Pastimes.
Think of any, pass them up.
Otherwise, you've got plenty of time to think, because nothing much will be happening in between now and then. We hurry on to the next round, which is the round called Sound Charades. One team has to guess the title of a book, play, or whatever, from the noises made by a member of the opposing team. Now, we're going to start with Tim and Bill, and here is your mystery voice for you listening at home to tell you the title of this next one.
And it's Death of a Salesman. Death of a Salesman.
Well, we do this straight through quickly, and you've got 5 seconds to get it.
Oh, rubbish.
Is it
rubbish.
A book, film, play, what?
It's a play and a film.
Play and a film.
How many words?
One, two, three, four. We'll do it all together.
Four.
Okay? Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
Madam, can I interest you in these brushes?
They're very...
Well, he hurt his head now.
Barry and Graham.
He's hurt himself doing that now, just to help you two. Just to help you two get a couple of measly marks. Tim's hurt himself.
Emergency ward.
Sit down. The least you can do is get it wrong after that.
It can't be Hampton Court.
Is it?
Madam, you said, Bill.
That was the last one.
No, imagine Madam.
Madam. Madam.
You don't listen to a word we say. You really don't.
That's true. Salesman.
Sales.
Of course it is. We didn't do it in the right... We didn't do it in any particular order. That was a generic clue.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
It's easy for you to say that.
In fact, you did it in reverse order.
We did it in reverse order.
Oh, did they? Really?
Sales of a Death Man.
That's right. You'd think two fellas wearing glasses would be cleverer than those two.
I enjoy that.
I think, yes, we'll count that as having got it, so that we go on now hurriedly. And I must ask the teams to be a little bit quicker with this one. We would like to get it through before the repeats. So it's Barry and Graham. It's you to do your little bit
play?
Of charade.
Are you gonna play
and
team after
here's our mystery voice to tell you at home
don't have to do
what
this
you title is.
And it's Star Trek. Star Trek.
Television.
Television
show. Television. How many words?
Two words.
Dirty, obviously, from the audience reaction.
All of a piece.
All at once,
all
right.
All of a piece, again, yes.
Here we go.
Good series, that.
Whoops, right. Baghdad.
Mm. Oh, you got it. No.
Are they worth going on?
Right, go on.
Car crash,
isn't it? Yeah. Haven't you seen that? Scott. Yeah. Every week, very funny, after Coronation Street.
Car crash. That's all it seemed to me. Start.
Crash. Start. Start.
Oh.
Start crash. Start. Start.
Start.
Start. Right. Explosion.
Oh.
The rat start red. dear, it's so childish, really.
Right, that doesn't make very much significant difference to the score, so we go on to the next round. And this round, an interesting one. In this round, a member of one team starts singing a song and then stops on a word in the lyric. This is called pick-up song, for reasons which will probably never become apparent to you, but that's what it's called, I think. Now, we're going to start this one with you, Graham Garden. You start a song, please.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger.
Tim.
Stranger, stranger, stranger than a moonbeam. Are you my darling? Stranger than a lovely day, I know. But if you could see the feeling I've got coming.
No, get off me.
An objection there from
what song was that?
Graham Garden.
There's no such song.
There is now.
Yes, I'll accept that.
Stranger than the moment that I saw. But there's a feeling I have.
Have?
Pardon?
No conferring.
Nagila have. Nagila have two. Nagila's there quite small.
Small?
Small, Bill.
Small, small, small. Small.
Graham, will you take up the song on the word small? Graham Garden, take up the song on the word small.
Small. Small.
Certainly.
Small.
Melodish.
Small. Small.
Fry, hanging round the pool room. Small fry should be in the schoolroom.
Thank you.
Jim Rowe. Love you and you with no one to worry us, no one to worry us. Ooh, a room with a view.
View new Susie like I. What a little moonlight can do.
Do. You've got the cutest little boo.
Come in.
I should know. Because I'm blue for you. But I must say just one thing before I go.
And it's this.
This and that. I've got to say. Boom, boom. I've got to say. Beep, beep. I've got to say. Bam.
Yes. Barry and Graham win that round on a submission.
Easy.
Which I don't think we're very good at that.
Makes the score 12-all. And in this round, we have a round that we haven't played before. And in this one, I'm going to play each of you an excerpt from a radio show. And I want you to tell me the title of the piece, give a brief synopsis, the name of the author, the names of the leading players, and if possible, the date of the production.
And they're
inside. This is one which those of you listening at home can join in with. As you listen now to the first excerpt, which is coming up for Bill and Tim.
Oh, easy.
Des O'Connor show?
Des O'Connor show. Unmistakably.
Yeah.
That was the audience reacting in the first part. Synopses. Clearly somebody's throwing up, yes. That must have been the audience.
Coughing.
Coughing. That was Des singing.
And he died the death.
He did. So, wait, never mind. Well,
the author wishes to remain anonymous. What was the other thing we had to do?
Players.
Leading player was Des O'Connor, and
Also wishes to remain anonymous. And,
date of the programme?
The date? Next week.
Next week, yes.
Yes, absolutely right. And we go over to you, Graham and Barry, now, for your excerpt. Listen carefully.
Oh, it's
the classics, well
too well known to mention, really.
I should tell you.
We will.
Don't give me the answer straight away. Try and sort of work around it a little bit first.
Yes.
Well, you want the title first.
Yes, I think that is an extract from I May Never Play the Harp Again. Or Gunfight at the OK Tea Rooms.
Early Warhol.
Early Warhol.
Because there was the famous scene with the hard-boiled egg.
Yes.
Being sliced through the harp. A transvestite hard-boiled egg.
Indeed.
Upon removal of the yolk, turned out to be David Bailey. There's a famous scene. And he was painted blue, and well, he might be. You remember the scene, Humphrey?
Yes.
We saw it together, yes, do you remember? I won't go too deeply into that. But,
Can you give me the name of the author?
The author?
Chekhov, I think. Chekhov?
No.
Is that Warren?
Almost.
Almost.
Oh, it was the other one.
The other one.
Yes, that's yes, it.
The other one. Yeah.
And the leading players?
Anne Ziegler and General Booth.
And for your maximum marks, the date of the production?
Oh.
Early Warhol.
Early Warhol. Second World Warhol.
Fair enough.
That's good enough, yes. Good enough. Right, we've got another one now for Bill Oddie and Zimbrook Taylor. It's coming up now.
Life with the Lions?
Clearly.
First genuine one we've had, thank you. We've got to do the author now.
The author was
Noel Coward, working under the nom de plume
of
Bob
Monkhouse.
Is he a thing? Give an extra mark for that, yes. Leading players.
Leading players, Derby County.
And the date of the production.
Bob Cope.
Look at that all-purpose hunters. The date. A date.
You
date,
the date,
Tim.
Oh, certainly, after the show.
Yes. And one more for you. One more radio program excerpt from you, Graham Garden and Barry Crouch.
Ah, yes.
I remember that.
I
actually saw this at the Adam Faith Memorial Theatre at Guildford. This is, in fact, it's early John Ford. It's 3 years before he was born. It's Custer's Last Stand or Caught by the Cherokees. And it's... It's a drawing room comedy, you know, it's a simple, brittle dinner jacket, cigarette holders, comedy, a comedy of manners, I would say.
Comedy, yes.
You remember it?
Yes, I do now.
We didn't see it together.
It revolves around the coconut shells.
Yes, indeed.
Doesn't it? Yes.
Don't be all when we're in the mood, yeah.
Right, I'll take John Ford as the author. The names of the leading players?
Nigel Stock, Harry Locke and Beryl Reed. Lock, Stock and Beryl. Thank you, Dick.
Okay, after that, I'm not sure whether I'll ask for the date of production. Do you know when it was first broadcast?
Date of the production?
When it was first broadcast, no.
Just before sound came in.
Yeah, that's
right. And it was a sound film, so it didn't have the release.
So that would be about when?
Oh, about, good heavens.
Yes,
about
quite right.
3 and 6 apart.
Right. And the score now is 26 to Barry, 25 to Graham Garden, because he didn't take any part in that last round.
Yes, yes.
And 24 to Tim and Bill. And we come to McDonald's Funny Farm. In this round, one team sings Old MacDonald's Farm, accompanied by Dave Lee at the piano, and the other team makes suitable noises for what's on the farm, and vice versa. Right. Well, we start now with you, Tim and Bill. You do the singing, and Graham and Barry, the noises.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a
Scottish sheep,
E-I-E-I-O, with a
bam
and a
hoots bar,
there, here, a
bar,
there, a
bar,
everywhere, a
where the nearest bar.
E-I-E-I-O, and on that tunnel had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a
fascist pig.
E-I-E-I-O. With a
you'll do it!
Yeah.
I was only obeying orders. Oh, I'll Oswald, come back. Oh, trot as you will trot!
With a
a bear.
Here.
And a bear. I
there,
I still haven't found a bear.
Well, old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a
worm, a tortoise, and a tree.
E-I-E-I-O. With a
here
and a
there,
here,
there,
everywhere,
fair enough.
Here,
Zeek,
there,
Zeek,
here,
Zeek,
there,
Zeek,
everywhere,
tomorrow, the
with a
here,
there, here,
there,
everywhere,
thanks, a Loch Lomond.
MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Right, it's your turn to sing, Barry and Graham.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a Randy B. E-I-E-I-O. With a here, a there, here, a there, a
flamenco dancer with corns.
E-I-E-I-O.
With a
here and a there,
here, a
there, a
everywhere,
his leg.
With a
had a duck doing Edward Heath impersonations.
E-I-E-I-O.
With a
here and a
there, the sail, if you want.
Here.
Oh, no, the bottom's just of the bar.
Everywhere.
Metal.
With a here and a
here.
There,
give me a
everywhere,
oh,
with a
Oh, my God.
Judges there put Tim and Bill slightly in the lead with 32 and Barry and Graham 30 marks. And we come to the round called I Spy in One. This is a game of I Spy, which your partner has to guess what you're spying with your little eye in one guess. Four in a row will gain you a point. Right. Graham and Barry, will you start, please?
I spy with my little eye something beginning with P.
Petunia.
Yes.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with F.
Finger.
Oh.
Yes. I spy with my little eye something beginning with box of M.
Box of magnolia seeds.
Yes, yes.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with J.
Jimmy Savile.
Correct.
That gives you your 4 points. And we go over now to Timbrook Taylor. Start.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with L.
Lighter.
Right.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with P.
Pastels.
Right.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with C.
Cigarettes.
Right.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with T.
Tissues.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thanks. The work of the devil, you know.
And you got your answer slightly quicker than the others, so that makes the score equal now to 33 each. And we come to the point in the game where I ask you to give your announcements for the arrivals at the Hobbies and Pastimes Ball. Who's going to start?
Mr. and Mrs. Atterley and their son, Phil Atterley, who wish he hadn't come to the reception like that.
Closely followed by Mr. and Mrs. Ringin' and their daughter, Belle Ringin'. Mr. and Mrs. Stick Model of St. Paul's Cathedral and their daughter, Madge.
Madge!
Stick Model of St. Paul's Cathedral.
Her namesake was coming over here. Never mind. Never mind. We shall have
Mr.
a distasteful...
Mr. and Mrs. Kling Enthusiast. And their son, Cy Kling Enthusiast.
Mr. and Mrs. Jitsu and their son from Golders Green, the Jew Jitsu. Not!
Mr. and Mrs. Cape Painting and their son, Landscape Painting.
And we have a whole party here. The ballroom dancing party.
Welcome, please. Come in.
First of all, they are led by Mr. and Mrs. Eater Champions and their daughter, Val Eater Champion.
Followed by Mr. and Mrs. Bart and their son, Sam Bart.
Mr. and Mrs. Tree Two Step and their daughter, Millie Tree Two Step. And their friend, Paul Jones. And his foxtrot. And from Sweden, bringing up the rear, Mr. and Mrs. Twaltz and their son, Lars Twaltz.
And Mr. and Mrs. Dancing and their son, Morris.
Over in the corner chatting to a friend.
Oh, yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Red Card Collecting and their son, Siggy Red Card Collecting.
Mr. and Mrs. Stime and their father, who has recently had an unfortunate accident, Armless Pastime.
At this point, let me tell you that the scores are dead equal at 348.
Hello, Mrs. Teak Collecting and their daughter, Anne.
Mr. and Mrs. Singing and their daughter, Coral Singing.
Mr. and Mrs. Ologist and their strange daughter, Camp Anne Ologist.
Concede, concede.
That's all for this week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garton, Bill Oddie and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Dave Lee setting some of them to music. Production was by John Cassels.